Thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Mirandasya Agnagana Salakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakaram Yam Dharati Swapanantikam. Our topic today is standing out. We're not a people generally willing to make sacrifices. I know there are exceptions, but as a whole, we've become a people in love with comfort. Am I wrong? We drive comfortable automobiles, we live in comfortable houses, and we even belong to comfortable churches. It might concern some of us that perhaps we've chosen the wide gate and not the narrow one, the easy road, but not the road that leads to a higher life, chosen rather to blend in than to stand out. But Krishna, or God, He doesn't want you just to snack on life. He wants you to feast on life. If you put Him first place, and we do that by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, He's going to increase you and your loved ones, release abundance that you couldn't achieve on your own. Putting Him first place, as I mentioned, starts with chanting His holy names in measured rounds. We have our beads and we have a vow to chant so many rounds per diem. That's the first pillar of our spiritual life. Second one is to perform regular deity worship. Third is donating a measure of one's salary to the local temple. And lastly, making oneself available to render consistent service. So four things: measured words, pledged wealth, consistent work, and regular worship. If you do what you can do in a measured, consistent, regular basis, then Krishna or God will bless you immeasurably, wildly, impossibly. Krishna is a God of more than enough. He gives His devotees not just enough to survive, but He wants them to thrive. He wants them to stand out, to be an example to others. And the more that you honor Him with your wealth, your work, your worship, and your words, the more God is likely to promote you. Why not? With increased resources, you can then honor God or Krishna in a greater way. Our spiritual master, Prabhupada, called this a transcendental competition to see how much we can do for God. And then He doesn't leave that unnoticed. And He tries to outdo us in reverse. J.L. Kraft, head of the Kraft Cheese Corporation, who had given approximately 25% of his enormous income to Christian causes for many years, said, "The only investment I ever made which has paid consistently increasing dividends is the money I gave to the Lord." J.D. Rockefeller said, quote, "I never would have been able to tithe the first $1 million I ever made if I had not tithed my first salary, which was $1.50 a week." In our scripture, we read about the story of Sudama. Sudama was a great devotee of Krishna, childhood friend, in fact. But when he came to adulthood, he went back home and happened to have his residence in a kingdom overseen by a king named Pundraka. Now, Pundraka was a pretender. Pundraka ordered that everybody in his kingdom worship him. Sudama could have played it safe. All he had to do was externally go along and bow down to Pundraka, not rock the boat. He could have compromised, played lip service to Pundraka publicly and privately gone on worshiping Krishna. He could have served two masters, but he was sold out to Krishna and Krishna only. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. It was a radical, uncompromising faith. Krishna ultimately repaid him back radically. When he went to visit Krishna after a long time, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, washed the feet of his faithful devotee, gave him wealth greater than the wealth of Indra, the king of the heavenly planets, and arranged for the demise of Pundraka. Sudama then went on to use all of his wealth to continue serving, honoring, and glorifying Krishna in the most public way. If Sudama had had ordinary faith, he would have never gone to the level that he did. He had outstanding faith. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, 4th chapter, 11th verse, Ye yata mam prapajante tamstataiva bhajamiham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So according to the radical level of Sudama's surrender, he got a radical reward. He ended up having not just what he needed, but far more. And yes, we should thank God that all our needs are supplied. We should be grateful that we have enough, but we shouldn't just settle there. That's not our destiny. Krishna, God wants you to have an abundance so you can honor him in a greater way, so you can stand out as an example of his goodness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Churu, I can't afford to give a percentage of my salary. Churu, I don't have the time to chant my rounds in the morning. Churu, I've got too much work at the office to help much at the temple. Churu, I'm too tired to come to the temple every Sunday. Can I tell you that you cannot afford not to give? If you work within the limits set by your mind, you'll never shine. Krishna designed us for so much more than comfort, more than complacency, for so much more than sufficiency, coziness. If you don't use your time, your energy, your health, and your wealth for the Lord, you could very well end up losing them in the end. Are you coming to the temple, the church, the mosque, the synagogue, just to ask God to become a better slave to our limited mindset? Are you praying to God to function better inside of dysfunction? Or are you asking for the abundant, overflowing, more than enough life like that of Sudama? Krishna says that you are to soar in life, that you are blessed and you cannot be cursed. That if you stand with worship, words, wealth, and work, whatever you touch will prosper and succeed. Don't pray just to get by, to endure. Giving bigger in your worship, your work, your wealth is going to trigger a whole new level in your life. It is said, attempt great things for the Lord and then expect great things from the Lord. When Krishna was exhibiting his childhood pastimes as a small baby 5,300 years ago in Vrindavan, a fruit seller came to the door. Krishna's parents were out somewhere and he'd seen his parents barter for goods. So he grabbed a handful of rice, brought it out, intending to exchange it for some fruits. His hands were tiny. He couldn't hold much in the first place. And on the way out, most of the grain slipped through his fingers and fell on the ground. He arrived with practically nothing. The fruit seller could have said, young boy, go get your parents, or make a few more trips. But she, somehow or other, trusted this beautiful boy, Krishna. Somehow she knew this was not a time to bargain, not a time to hold back, not a time to budget, not a time to negotiate. She knew this was a decision moment. And she didn't keep even one fruit in her basket. She gave them all to Krishna. It looked like she and her kids were not going to eat that night. Looked like she got too carried away, was too naive, went too far. But she knew this principle. I think this is a quote from Anne Frank. You never become poor by giving. When Krishna had taken the fruits away, she looked back at what was supposed to be an empty basket and it was full of valuable jewels. Now, not only were she and her kids going to eat that night, but they would never be hungry again. She had enough now to live in opulence the rest of her days. Not only that, she could build temples, start orphanages, support charities, sponsor festivals, and give out free food to hundreds of thousands of people. None of that would have been possible if she hadn't had the trust to give everything to the Lord in the first place. How many of us would have given a token to the Lord, kept aside a nice, safe amount for ourselves? She stood out even amongst righteous, God-conscious people. She didn't give with calculation, not with premeditation. She didn't consider what she could afford. She went with what most people would consider above and beyond. And that's exactly what happened in her life and the lives of her children. They went from barely get by, hardly having enough, to above and beyond. Our question tonight is, will you trust God with your wealth, time, and energy, which He gave to you in the first place? Will you give it back to Him? Will you consecrate it to Him, knowing that He can refill you 1,000 times over? Will you empty your basket to Him? Goethe, the famous author and poet, he said, the moment you commit yourself to give, to move forward on your dream, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help you that would never have otherwise occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision to give, raising in your favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man could have foretold would have come his way. Whatever you can dream, begin it. Boldness in giving is genius, power, magic. Believe in it. Now, I know you're all young, but you're not too young to have gone through at least one or two bad breaks in your life. Don't pray to God in response, please help me with this loneliness. Please help me with this depression. Please help me pay the rent. That's slave mentality. Turn it around with some better thoughts. Christian, you have a set time for me to come out of this season. And when I do, if I stay in faith, you're going to pay me back double what I had before the trouble started. The medical report may not look good, but there's another report that says you, Krishna, will restore health back to me. Instead of worrying about losing your job, trust Krishna to prosper you even in the lean times. Even when others are going down, you will go up, up to management, up to ownership. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That dream may seem impossible. You don't see how it will work out. Declare, I am surrounded by favor. Let me trust in the Lord, and the desires of my heart will chase me down. Chuna Sugihara was born on a day of new beginnings, January 1st, 1900. As a boy, he dreamed of eventually becoming the Japanese ambassador to Russia. By the 1930s, he was ambassador to Lithuania, just a step away from Russia. One morning, a huge throng of people gathered outside his home. They were Jews who had made their way across the treacherous terrain from Poland, desperately seeking his help. They wanted Japanese visas, which would enable them to flee Eastern Europe and the Gestapo. Three times, Sugihara wired Tokyo for permission to provide the visas. Three times, he was rejected. He had to choose between the fulfillment of his lifelong dream to become an ambassador to Russia and saving people's lives. He chose the latter. He dared to disobey orders. He said, I may have disobeyed my government, but if I didn't, I would have been disobeying God. For 28 days, in defiance of his government, he wrote visas by hand, barely sleeping or eating. He was recalled to Berlin. Even as he was on his way to Berlin, he was writing out visas and handing them to people through train windows. Ultimately, he saved 6,000 lives. And for years, Chiyuni was unsure that his visas had even worked or that anyone was saved by his sacrifice. His heroic deeds would go unnoticed and unmentioned for three decades, until one of the Jewish survivors he helped save was able to track him down and thank him. Soon after, other survivors wrote and visited him to express their thanks. A year before his death in 1986, Sugihara was honored by Israel with their highest medal, Righteous Among Nations. He said, I didn't do anything special. I followed my own conscience and listened to it. When his story was finally told, his son was asked, how did your father feel about his choice? The young man replied, my father's life was outstanding. When God needed him to do the right thing, he rose up to do it. Our own scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, no one can achieve extraordinary wealth exceptional opulence or elevated influence without the special mercy of the Lord. That mercy is available to those who trust Him with their words, wealth, work, and worship. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. When you get that trust down in your spirit, when you get it tattooed on your soul, that God who breathed life into you, that God who calls you, who sets you apart, is a more than enough God, an abundant God, then you will have a boldness to give big of yourself and expect bigger things from your God. That's power thinking, which will change how you live. You'll go from the safe zone to the faith zone. You'll go from boredom to keen anticipation, from predictability to adventure, from humdrum every day to bold new worlds, like the Star Trek theme. You won't just ask to manage that addiction, but to be free from the addiction. You won't just ask to pay your bills, but to donate generously and consistently. You won't just ask to see that your child gets good grades, but that he will make his mark on the world. You won't ask just to maintain that new temple, but you'll do your part to make sure that temple explodes. New members, new buildings, new festivals, new ministries. Krishna is asking you today, you've been faithful in giving me your words, wealth, work, and worship. Now God's asking you, what is it that you want me to do for you? And we could say back to him, Lord, you said that for one who's always thinking of you, chanting your holy names, serving you in love and devotion, that you are always thinking of them, trying to promote them, trying to bless them. Lord, I want to start my own business so that I can give more money. I want to build my own house so that I can worship nicely with my family and invite my neighbors for home programs. Lord, I want to start a mission. Lord, I want to build a great temple in my city. Ask for your dreams. Ask for the impossible. Maybe you don't have much now. You're all students, poor. We'll make sure at least that you're not starving students when we go downstairs for the feast. Otherwise, you probably don't have much. Secondhand car, apartment that you share with 8 other students. Lower paying job, if at all. Now is the time to begin showing Krishna that he can trust you in the small thing. Show him that he can trust you to take care of that secondhand car, to worship in the apartment, to give 10% of even a small salary, and then he knows that he can promote you to the big things. Sudama didn't do anything different when he got a big palace and huge income. Sudama was still chanting, still worshiping, still donating, still serving. The Lord just gave him the means to do all that in a way that impacted his whole region and brought so many others to God consciousness. Paradukha Dukhi, make your life successful and then help others. Become Krishna conscious and then help others to do the same. It starts with the basic pillars, words, wealth, worship, and work. If you're outstanding in the little things, then ask big, knowing that God is a big God. Don't ask to be a better slave. Don't ask him just to loosen the chains. Ask him to be a difference maker. Ask him to set a new standard for your family, for your generation. At 5 years old, Dhruva was prevented from getting up onto the lap of his father, King Uttapanada. That meant that Dhruva himself was being cheated of his rightful inheritance. It meant that although he was the eldest son of his father, something was going on. Somebody else was going to be promoted over him. Didn't seem fair. And what could he do, a 5-year-old boy, to redress this injustice, this unfairness? What he ended up doing was going to the forest, perform strict devotional service to the Lord by giving up eating and sleeping. He stood on one leg and chanted the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, like Dhruva, you may have things going against you. What you didn't get, what people said, how impossible it looks for you to fulfill that dream. The odds may be against you, but the good news is that Krishna, or God, is for you. He's more powerful than any force trying to stop you. He knows how to make up for what you didn't get. Dhruva asked in spite of the fact that he was only a 5-year-old boy, in spite of what the circumstances looked like, in spite of what people were saying about him, in spite of what his enemies were whispering in his ear. Now, Dhruva could have had a weak, feeble prayer and thought, Krishna, I've had some bad breaks. I've been neglected by my dad. Please just help me to survive, to get fed, get by, keep my head down. If he'd done that, we wouldn't be talking about him today, thousands of years later. If you're going to beat the odds, if you're going to stand out in the crowd, you've got to learn to be diligent in the little things. When it comes time to ask, ask big. Say, Lord, I've been faithful in chanting, giving, worshiping, and working. Now here's what I want in order to rise to the next level. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 12th chapter, 17th verse, it says, Dhruva Maharaja's senses became completely purified by chanting. He fixed his sitting position and by yogic practice controlled the breathing process and the air of life. He concentrated his mind on the form of the Lord, chanted the Lord's holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and entered into complete trance. At the end of 6 months, the Lord appeared face to face before him. Standing on the solid ground of his spiritual practice, Dhruva boldly asked and received not only the restoration of his own kingdom, but in addition, he was awarded a kingdom greater than that of his grandfather, Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe. The messengers told him, Dear Dhruva, neither your forefathers nor anyone else before you ever achieved such a powerful position. It is because you controlled your own work, wealth, words, and worship that you are now put in charge of a vast kingdom beyond measure. If you pray to stand out and to make a difference, that's a prayer after God's own heart. One more example, that of King Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira prayed after the battle of Kurukshetra to Krishna. Krishna, as long as I'm going to be king, I want you to make me well known. Let my fame spread throughout the world. Let the wealth of nations be brought to me. Kings and queens bow down before me. Now you'd think Krishna would say, Yudhisthira, what's wrong with you? I'm not going to make you famous. I'm not going to give you wealth and influence. You need to learn some humility. Krishna didn't tell him that. He didn't tell him he's greedy and selfish. Krishna gave him what he asked for. Here's the key. The reason Krishna answered that bold prayer was because Yudhisthira went on to pray, if you'll make my name famous, if you'll give me influence and wealth, I will use it to bring justice to the oppressed, to give voice to those who don't have a voice, to honor your holy name in the temple, streets, and marketplace. I will take ground for your kingdom. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna has no problem giving you influence, honor, wealth, as long as your dream is connected to honoring him and uplifting your fellow man. When your thoughts align with God's thoughts, he will help you rise higher. Today, will you have the boldness to say to God, I've done what others haven't done. Now I want you to take me to where others are not going. Krishna, make me famous in my field. Let my talents and gifts stand out. Let my work be so excellent, so outstanding that people all around me know that I'm blessed by your lotus feet. Whatever field you're in, medicine, sales, construction, accounting, teaching, I dare you to pray, Krishna, let me shine. Give me influence. If you're an architect, dare to pray, Krishna, give me ideas, creativity, and designs that stand out. Then design a temple, a boys' home, or an orphanage. If you're a mechanic, dare to pray to God to make you famous. Say, let me have so much skill and so much expertise that people come to me to see how it's done. And then you use your skill to fix the temple cars, the cars of single moms, and mentor young men. If you're in the medical profession, dare to pray, Krishna, make me famous. Let me develop procedures that benefit mankind. Let me minister not only to the physical, but the spiritual needs of my patients, like they do at Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Bombay. I wonder what would happen if you would dare to pray, Krishna, make me famous. Cause me to stand out so that I can make a difference in the world. Krishna can make things happen that you could never make happen on your own. He'll cause you to stand out so that you can use his leverage, his power, not only to reach your goals, but to be a beacon to others. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The poet said it this way, the footsteps of all great men remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints in the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another sailing over life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother seeing shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. Our encouragement tonight is do your part. No more weak prayers. No more slave mentality. Ask for your dreams. Give to him your above and beyond, and then ask from him his above and beyond. If you do this, as he did for Sudama, as he did for Dhruva, as he did for the fruit seller, as he did for Yudhisthira, he will give you more influence than you thought possible. He will give you more fame than you thought possible. He will give you more resources than you thought possible. He will empower you to become everything he created you to be in this life, and he will take you back to home, back to Godhead in the next. Thank you very much, and if you receive this message, please say after me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's do it while we're getting our guy mic'd up for the chanting. Let's just do it a different way. I say Hari, you say Krishna, Hari, Hari. I say Krishna, you say Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I say Hari, you say Hari, Hari, Hari. 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 I say Hari, you say Rama, Hari, Hari. 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 I say Rama, you say Rama, Rama, Rama. 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 I say Hari, you say Hari, Hari, Hari. 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 Thank you very much.